Hey, time is 7 after the hour, and welcome to the Thursday, September 6th version of the Good Day program. In this hour, Jennifer Horn and I are happy to bring you through some of the top topics of the day. Most everybody knows about the earthquake in Costa Rica, right, Jennifer? We don't have to spend any time on that. Most people know the Democratic National Convention being moved indoors today because of the threat of thunderstorms, and there's a hurricane off the coast of Bermuda. Everybody knows about that, right?
Right.
So, let's follow, we'll spend some time in this hour talking about people. Jessica Simpson's in the news, this young woman who was picked by the Church of Scientology to be Tom Cruise's next wife.
Yeah, is that weird or what?
Mm-hmm. Drew Peterson is in the news, and there are any number of things that are...
They're still deliberating, aren't they, for Drew?
They are, in fact. Yes. Well, I know that the deliberations, I haven't seen anything in the last couple of hours indicating that they made a decision. What they're trying to decide is whether or not this guy murdered his third wife. Most people know the story about Drew Peterson. Don't you think people know the Peterson story?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he was not only... this wife was found in the bathtub, but his fourth wife disappeared as well.
He's a police officer, too, isn't he?
Right, he was a sergeant, yeah. For the last 5 weeks, have been presenting all kinds of evidence, some of it circumstantial, some of it hearsay. I thought hearsay evidence, though, wasn't supposed to be admitted into the court.
I don't think it is, but...
But there's been plenty of it in the media, anyway.
The media, exactly. And I don't know how they found a jury, because this was so publicized a few years ago when it all went down,
yeah.
But...
Anyway, he could get 60 years in jail. How old is he now?
I'd say he's probably 50, wouldn't you think?
50-something or other. Yeah. So he'll, if he's found guilty, I'll bet he'd be found guilty. Is it us? Is it where there's smoke, there's fire? We just don't like this guy. Because he was married four times. Several of his wives, the wives, plural.
Disappeared.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't we...
It seems odd. It seems way too much of a coincidence.
We've convicted him. Do we think
we
it's circumstantial? Do we, as a member of the jury pool of the public, think this guy is guilty just based on the fact that we don't like him?
Yeah, well, you know what? If they had asked me to be in that jury pool, I'd say I think he's guilty because he's already been tried in the media. Seemed just too convenient that he had all these wives that disappeared.
800-510-8255. Comments on the things that we're talking about, you're welcome to do that. That certainly is within your prowess. Is that the right word? So your prerogative to express yourself to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. I've been thinking about all of the stuff from the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention, and I have been thinking about all the discussion of the decline of the middle class. Why has there been a decline in the middle class, do you think? In my mind, I'll ask myself first, Jennifer.
Okay.
I'll do the rhetorical sort of question and answer.
Doug?
Yes, Doug. What would you... the public policy choices made by both parties, made by government, made by bureaucrats, made by people other than you, is the reason that we have downward mobility. Now, how do we change it? It's easy to focus on the blame. Fix the problem.
Right.
How do we fix the problem? Doesn't it require new thinking, different people, different ideas? Because obviously what's going on now, the people who are coming up with the ideas, those ideas don't work.
I think it requires less thinking, better ideas.
Less thinking. Would you like to extrapolate a little bit of nuance from that?
I think politicians think so much. And they think so hard, and they find different ways to slip things in different bills and different things. If we just got back to basics, like how you and I have to balance our checkbook, and how we have to make cuts when things are going wrong for us, because that's just what we have to do. We don't like it. It's hard, but that's what you have to do. And if we got back to that mentality of how you run a small business, I think it would really improve where we are. And I know that it's obviously the country's not a small business, but if you start running it with those basic principles of money in, money out, think you'd see a lot of changes.
Money in the morning, money in the evening, money at supper, right at supper time. Let's have some more cash to have a good old time. Speaking of cash, Patti LaBelle, the disco diva.
Like her. Mm-hmm.
Yelled and screamed profanities.
Oh, maybe not
against
much.
A pregnant mother and her girl in the lobby of a Manhattan apartment building.
Why?
And the girl, the mother sued her. I was going to say girl, but she's a mature mother. I'm looking at a picture over here. Sued her for the tirade, and the court yesterday gave this pregnant mother $100,000 of Patti LaBelle's money. Yeah. Check that out. Patti LaBelle in court.
So if I yelled at a pregnant mother, not that I would, but if I did, would they still sue me for $100,000? Because they'd be getting everything I have, I think.
There's a question of how they come up with
they'd
getting...
be living in my house with me.
Yeah. Right. Is that worth $100? After you get done with the mortgage.
Yeah.
That should be okay. All right, anyway, Jennifer and Doug with some of the things that are of... The fact checkers in these political arenas are having a field day because, as one headline read, politics and truth, uneasy partners.
That's right. It's all about the spin.
Oh, man, is it ever. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Doug here on the program at 13 past the hour.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Are you in, Jennifer?
I'm in, Dougie.
Good. 800-510-8255. So there's a new museum opening up called the National Museum of Women in the Arts.
Hmm, okay.
And in the museum, Lady Gaga's meat dress is going to be hung. Loretta Lynn's song about the pill, the lyric lines on napkins, and other relics from music history are going to be preserved. And when I say preserved, the Gaga dress, back to the MTV Video Music Awards from a couple of years ago, the meat's been dried and painted.
Yeah. I actually heard an interview with the guy who did that.
Yeah.
It took him 6 months
to clean it up.
And he said when he got it, it was pretty stinky and... Frank.
Can you imagine?
First of all, I would never wear a meat dress. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not very fashionable, but...
No, I think you're fine. What's the story with Jessica Simpson? Why is she getting so much attention?
Well, Jessica Simpson gained a little bit of weight because she got pregnant. And you know what? That happens to a lot of women.
Sure.
Not all women, however, get paid to go on the Weight Watchers program, which I think she got, you know, a few million dollars, $4 million, I think, is what she's getting paid to be the new face of Weight Watchers. She admitted that during her pregnancy, she ate whatever she wanted and she piled on the pounds. She said she let herself indulge in everything she wanted because it was the first time she was ever pregnant. She wanted to enjoy it. She didn't know that the weight wouldn't come off easily with the baby, so she's been working out with the trainer, mostly walking, because she said her girls, and I don't mean the baby, are way too big to run at this point in her development, but she wants to show that it's not quite as easy as a lot of celebrities make it look to bounce back after having a baby. She says she's just her everyday woman trying to feel good and be healthy for her daughter, her fiance, and herself. There you go. But she actually looks good. She says she's about 10 pounds away from her post or her pre-baby weight.
Yeah.
And you'll see her next week on Katie Couric's show. Katie, she's on the debut week. She'll be one of the first guests.
Yeah, right. I like her. I've always liked her.
I like her, too.
Yeah.
And she's very real. I mean, she doesn't put on airs. She's just very real about what she goes through.
How do we pronounce the name of this actress who was picked by the Church of Scientology to be Tom Cruise's next wife?
That's a good question. The way I say it is Nazeen.
Yeah.
Nazeen.
Nazeen.
Boniati.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Bless you.
Yes, thank you. This has become quite the stir online. This is one of those trending names and trending stories because people find it hard to believe the Church of Scientology actually is trying to pick Tom Cruise's next wife.
Yeah, people are intrigued by what goes on with Scientology, and I think even more so after Katie Holmes looked like she kind of took Suri and escaped from it. Mm-hmm. But I guess this Boniati lady, she's Iranian and an actress, and after Tom and Nicole Kidman broke up, I guess this is who allegedly the church wanted him to be with. But he got bored. Tom got bored with her. He moved on. He dumped her.
Mm.
And after he dumped her, the church allegedly punished her. She was forced to clean toilets with a toothbrush. She was working 10 to 15 hour days, and she was being punished for also talking about her relationship with Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Okay. So
weird, right? I mean, who knows? You know, people jump on the bandwagon of throwing stones, but there's got to be, again, it's the where there's smoke, there's fire.
All right, argument. So... speaking of that, People Magazine has paid Snooki for her pictures of the new child.
I love how you say that. Say it again.
People Magazine.
No, not that. Just her name.
Has paid Snooki.
Snooki.
Snooki. Snooki.
Snooki. You kind of say Snooki. I like it.
for pictures of her new baby boy.
Yeah, she said that she's given up her hard partying ways, that when she became pregnant, everything changed. She's a new person now. And they named the baby Lorenzo. They liked it a lot. And then they named, the middle name is Dominic, in memory of Snooki's uncle who passed away.
Snooki?
Snooki's uncle.
Snooki's uncle.
You know, and Jersey Shore's over, so this is going to be a whole new chapter. I wonder if the people that became famous on Jersey Shore will just kind of disappear into the sunset, or if they'll actually make
it. We can only hope.
Yeah.
A judge ruled last night that a part of the Arizona Show Your Papers immigration provision, which has been upheld by the Supreme Court, may go into effect. There are some things that you can do in Arizona, some things you can't. It is not a crime to harbor any illegal, apparently. But the let's see here. This law, pretty broad law, the 360,000 undocumented immigrants in Arizona, these people want to figure out who they are and how to, you know, fix the problem of having this many people, sort of wards of the state, if you will.
Yeah.
So at least show your papers part. You know, show me your papers. They have to do that in Arizona now.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Story from Japan today. Everybody ready? Japan has a new class of citizen called the herbivore man. A man who is not interested in sex, not interested in money. Herbivore men are in their 20s and 30s. They believe that friendship without sex can exist between men and women.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
Yeah. I know.
So there are bars now that are being built around Japan that are catering to these men.
Hey, what do you mean? Sex and no money? I just built one of those clubs in my house.
Thank God it's Friday! You know, Fox, I have often paid for women worse than you. We know your type, and we admire your big American breasts. Don't worry about disease. In Czechoslovakia, I was cured many times.
Join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
The biggest news of all, we can talk about the planet, we can talk about the DNC, but Snooki is a new mom. That's really the most important news. New mom Snooki said that thanks to her baby, she is done partying. Yeah. She said the toughest thing to get used to now is that now when she whips her breasts out at 3 a.m., it's not because a DJ told her to.
They announced today that they are moving President Obama's speech tomorrow night indoors. They're going to move it from the 74,000-seat stadium to a smaller venue due to the possibility of severe weather. See, apparently the campaign is concerned about this well-known weather phenomenon known as empty seats. So they have to...
Oh, yeah. There's a new episode of this big hit reality show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, is on TLC tonight. Have you seen the show? This is, it's like, it makes Jersey Shore look like Downton Abbey. It's a... TLC found the star of this one on their other big show, Toddlers and Tiaras. She's a 7-year-old pageant contestant known as Honey Boo Boo Child. I lose 3 IQ points every time I say that combination of words. The show follows the daily life of the Honey Boo Boo Child and her family. If you haven't seen, imagine a dumber, whiter, obese version of the Kardashians with about half as many teeth.
Check this out. A farmer in Germany accidentally planted a crop of marijuana after thinking that he was growing sunflowers. Yeah, the farmer said he was really surprised, you know, that the cops actually bought that story. I mean, that's just kind of insane. I thought those were sunflowers.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien with some late-night comedy selections from last night. Just something to put a smile, a wry smile on your face. 800-510-8255. By the way, Honey Boo Boo, whose real name is Elena Thompson. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They are earning between $2,000 and $4,000 per episode on this TLC show called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
And trust me, in the town that they live in, that's a lot of money. That may not be a lot of money by TV standards, but it's a lot of money for them, for sure.
Yeah, really? So this is not a great, well, I'm...
No, they just live in a normal town, that's all. Okay. Yeah, I mean...
So they made about $40,000. They get a small location fee for using the family's home. That isn't a lot of money, that's for sure. But how many people watch stuff on TLC anyway? What's the audience size of people who are watching things on
people
these
know
cable channels?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what the audience size is, but they know her because she's very memorable, and she's been on YouTube, and people know who the kid is.
All right, so what's the story? The final amount, Mel Gibson's divorce from his wife of 31 years was finalized yesterday. How much money do
I think the scientific term is a lot.
A lot of money.
They split everything 50-50, which came to about $800 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And
a
most
lot
of
money.
It was made in that movie that he produced about Christ.
The Passion of the Christ.
That Caviezel starred in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a big money maker for him, but he had a huge career.
Yeah, he's made a lot of money, a lot of movies, a lot of residuals. So $800 million.
Notice I said had.
That's a right. That's a trivia question in there someplace. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's hard to believe, but it's coming up quickly on fall foliage season. Now, instead of getting caught up in the October crowd, you might want to get a head start in some of the lesser-known regions where the leaves start changing earlier than most. Leaves need that cold snap to change into bright colors. Without that, they just turn brown and die. But when the conditions are right, you can find great color in places that no one else even knows about. Your best bet, of course, is to go east. So in New England, that means Vermont's Northeast Kingdom, towards areas like Lake Willoughby. It's remote, that's for sure, but the northerly location means an early fall foliage season. And here's a place that no one ever thinks about for fall foliage, Michigan. I'm talking about the Upper Peninsula, where the leaves start changing as early as mid-September. And while Utah has been warm and dry lately, they're expecting those leaves to change early. Check out Tony Grove on the Logan Canyon Scenic Byway and areas of Upper Big Cottonwood Canyon. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's do our part to make your day a little bit better in the face of lots of other realities that may make you think it's not such a good world. It's not such a great place to be. We'll try to put a little, we'll put a switch. We'll turn that switch on and off. Put the kibosh to that.
Is it kibosh?
Kibosh or kibosh.
I always said kibosh. I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on whether you're Hasidic or not. I think.
I don't think I am, so what do I say?
No, I think you're probably not. So, a couple of problems this week for American Airlines. Nothing special in the air. There are two. Do you want to tell the Glenn Beck story? You want to tell the story about the couple from California who have a Down syndrome baby?
Okay, I heard about the Glenn Beck one.
Okay, tell that one then. You can tell.
Well, I guess Glenn Beck was on an American Airlines flight, and the flight crew was very nice to everybody around him, mm-hmm. except for him. I guess they were slamming Cokes down on his table. They were kind of treating him like a second-class citizen. Obviously, they knew who he was, and they were not into his political...
Right.
Preachings, I suppose.
Yeah.
So that was one of them. And he went on the air and onto Twitter and Facebook and really started ranting and said he would never fly American again. Well, American then tweeted and said that they were sorry for the service he received and tried to make it better. But, yeah, the other one, though, and the one you should tell the story on, because I actually hadn't heard about this until yesterday. There's a winemaker that I know out of Sonoma, California. His name's Clay Moritzson, and he has a child with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, this is a younger guy. He's probably about 30, 31 years old. Very talented. He was going crazy on social media yesterday with this story because he does so much to support his own son. This really hit home for him. And that's...
American continues to prove why it is the third most hated company in America. Even though I fly American back and forth, most of the flying I do is on American. In fact, that doesn't mean that I think the way they run the airline makes any sense. The stuff about handling your passengers, but they all do it. I'll never forget the David Letterman show one night. He was in the front of the audience talking to a woman who was still dressed in her United stewardess outfit. She'd come from the airport and got into line and got in to see the show. And so David was having some fun with her, talking about being a stewardess, flight attendant, if you will, at Newark. And he was just kibbling, good day. He was just kibitzing with her. And he said, well, how do you like the job? And she says, oh, well, I like it as long as I don't have to deal with the passengers. And he looked at her and he raised, I mean, I'll never forget this. This had to have been 10 years ago. He looked at her and said, what do you mean? She said, well, at United, the passengers are our enemy. And as soon as she said that, you knew that she thought, Letterman looked and he, of course, grabbed it and ran with it. And the woman got fired the next day, which, appropriately, she ought to have gotten fired. But can you imagine? I mean, if she said it, it has to be the mindset of some. These people who do this, my sister's a flight attendant, and she's 68 years old.
Right.
She's been working for Northwest off and on. She did it when she got out of school, before she got married. Then she went back to it after getting all of her children growing up and getting a divorce and moving out to the Midwest. She went back to work for Northwest and has worked there. They merged with Delta. She has never had a good word to say about management of either of the two companies. And most of her friends, most of the people that work there, say the same thing about the airline. They say the same thing about all these airlines. I have plenty of friends that worked for United over the years, American, the old airlines that really knew how to do this are gone. And so you're confronted with stories like this. Beck was traveling from Newark to Dallas, sitting in first class, and they're always on American and most of the other airlines. Most of them have two people working in the front and three or four people working in the back. Mm-hmm. So apparently, according to the story that Jennifer just abridged, the conversation was light and energetic with most of the customers. But this one flight attendant, who obviously didn't like Beck, was basically treating him rudely and acting like a jerk with him. And Beck's no retiring violet, and so he gets off the plane. I mean, it's just dumb stuff. If you're in the customer, where are you if you run an airline and you don't have customers? If all of the things, American is in bankruptcy at the moment. It was the last airline of all the majors to declare bankruptcy and is working its way through trying to come out on the other side with a stronger, better airline. But they've bought a lot of cheap, crummy planes now, and they're touting, oh, isn't it wonderful we have all these new planes coming? But most of them are not the kind of plane that the folks who have been traditionally the strong, especially when you come to their big hubs, Miami and New York, going back and forth to the West Coast and Chicago and Dallas, people want to sit in comfort. And most of the planes they've had over the last 20 years, the smaller MD-80s and even the way they've configured the 737s, they're okay for short to medium haul. But the long haul stuff, you want to sort of separate yourself from the other airlines. And American has sort of done that by having bigger planes so that there's more room for people who are flying long distances, coast to coast, etc. And so now they want to change that and run the same crap can stuff, Airbuses that everybody else is using. My son and daughter came here yesterday from Los Angeles on JetBlue in an Airbus, and the seats were broken, electronics didn't work, and it's just, it's the same. JetBlue at one point had a very nice reputation.
I was going to say, usually they're pretty nice.
And a rapport,
yeah.
But they're just like everybody else now. Well, they all fall into these. Right, nobody's making any money, and they fall in. But if you want to make money, then you do the right thing. And so here's American again, who is being sued by Robert and Joan Vanderhorst. They flew from Newark to Los Angeles this past weekend. They tried to get on an American Airlines flight. They couldn't. They had been upgraded at the airport, and when they were asked to get on the plane, they were apparently the son who has Down syndrome had been running around out in the lobby, and that upset the people at the kiosk. And so when the pilot showed up to get on the plane, the people who were at the desk said, you probably, you know, are going to have a problem with this kid. He's running around. He seems out of control. So the captain says, you can't get on the plane. And that was it. The pilot has the final say. And he said, nope, based on his behavior, I don't want him on the plane. So the parents said their son wasn't going to be an upset. It wasn't going to be a problem. He sits quietly. He's been flying for a long time. Yada, yada. American says no. So, American gets a black eye. They get on another plane later on in the day and go back to Los Angeles. But it's just, it's this constant, I mean, it's tough. Southwest, it has, you know, fairly good reputation, always loses it because they always seem to get all the fat people
Right.
Like getting on,
and they always have to kick
and
them
they,
off.
And right, they and they always do it wrong. They always play it wrong. And American, God love them, no matter who seems to be running the thing, they just don't get it. And the airline is full of people who don't like the airline. They're snapping at the passengers, and you wonder how well they're working on the planes mechanically. The pilots this past week had their contracts basically made null and void through the bankruptcy procedure. So nobody's happy there.
Yeah. But, hey, we were talking, actually, because my dad and I just flew back and forth to Hawaii, which is a pretty long flight, you know, 5 hours-ish.
Right.
And one of the flights was an Airbus, and my dad goes, why do they fly these cans, these tin cans? Why don't they fly? And I laughed because that's always what
you tell him.
That's
what I
say, God, have you been hanging out with Doug? Because that's what he always says.
Yeah.
But we were talking about what a different experience flying is, even in just our lifetimes. How people used to dress up, and it was a big deal to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
And now you have women getting on in pajama pants.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's so bizarre. And then because of that, does that impact the flight crew's behavior towards you? Because you definitely do get treated better when you're dressed up to fly.
Well, I mean, but look at what they do. All they do is give you juice and try to get $10 out of you for a sandwich.
Oh, this was great. So I flew Hawaiian Airlines. And on the way there...
Hawaiian? They fly 767.
They did direct into Maui. They flew a 767 into Maui.
Yeah.
On the way home, we had to fly to Honolulu, and then from Honolulu, they fly the Airbus 330.
Really? I didn't know they had Airbuses.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, what was interesting is these upgrades that they try to get you to purchase before you get on the plane. They're one of the few airlines that actually give the coach cabin a meal. But before you get on the plane, they downplay the meal, and they try to get you to upgrade to their premium meal, which sounded terrible. It was like shrimp on a skewer, which I can only imagine airline shrimp must be. $15 if you want the premium meal, but they make it seem like you need this thing. Mm-hmm. Or they have the Digi players that you can get on the way there. The Airbus has built-in seat monitors, but on the way there, $15 for a Digi monitor so you can watch movies on the plane. I mean, these upgrades that they constantly give you, the baggage.
It's a way to get an extra nickel or
a dime. Gosh, $15 for a shrimp skewer, please. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
It's called getting skewered.
And but the regular meal was like chicken teriyaki over rice. Now, what sounds better to you?
Sounds all right.
I know.
All right. So a bit of a digression, but under the circumstances.
Funny to fly now.
You're all, and we all like to travel, or we'd like to think that we like to travel, because we want to go different places and enjoy ourselves. Sometimes that's a difficult thing to do. Food for thought. It's the 6th. Is today Thursday already?
Today's Thursday.
Oh,
it's the 6th already.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about something new to me and something that is very practical for you. As you get older, your teeth don't kind of...
Your teeth get older with you,
your
sadly.
Your teeth get older. Yes, they do. So if you have yellow stained teeth, you may want to spend a minute listening to how to make them normal. That is, take a whitening product that has been proven to be successful, and it works fast. That's what you like. The product is called Power Swabs, and it's the only whitening system around that uses a patented detergent that removes the stains off of your teeth naturally. So your teeth stay whiter longer. Best part of Power Swabs is that it works in 5 minutes. You have to keep those contraptions in your mouth for an hour. I tried that once. Oof. And the taste. Ow!
And you drool all over yourself.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Ugh.
No messy strips, no trays, none of that stuff. Power Swabs work in just minutes. Swab your teeth for a couple of minutes. Your teeth are whiter in just a few more minutes. Unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs work on natural teeth, on bonded teeth, veneers, caps, crowns, anything. So if you'd like a risk-free supply of this brand new product that's been tested and approved, you're going to love it. You can call. This is the only place to get it, direct from the manufacturer, by calling 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs. Safe, risk-free, 800-865-7602.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program. I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Ambrin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. Earl asked a question, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, the top topics of the day. Asked me to clarify what I said about the Arizona law.
Okay.
Basically, this is the state which probably borders more of Mexico than any other except Texas, right? Arizona. They have 360,000 illegal immigrants in Arizona. So the law that was passed, a state law, to deal with this was deemed unconstitutional in part. But the part that allows the police to check your papers stays in effect. And now they're operating under that. It's the core provision of what they call Law 1070.
Could that just be the biggest duh on the planet?
What, to check out people's papers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Or your ID at least, or something.
Well, it's
voting.
It's like voter ID.
It's a voting law, and they just voted that. I mean, the courts just said that that was unconstitutional. I mean, I'm sorry. We've talked about this before. When I go to the polls, I could show up there as anybody I want. They never check my ID. I could vote as my mom. I could vote as anybody else who is listed on that list. If I knew their name, I could say I'm Joe Schmo from Sunland, and they'd just give me his ballot.
Yeah. This requires police. This is not left to the discretion of the police. This law requires, and the part of it upheld, requires police to check the immigration status of people they stop and suspect are in the country illegally. Some
the
say that's racial profiling.
What happens to them? If they do they send them back?
If they're supposedly, that's what's not clear. You deport them, you bring them to jail, what do you do with them? So you check and you find out they're illegals. Then what do you do with them? I think that's the question, and it doesn't seem to be a clear answer, at least anything that I've read. William Shatner in the news today. Jennifer?
He is. Poor Bill. He's being sued by two former employees. They're a husband and wife team, and they claim that the actor and his wife harassed and berated them into quitting. This guy's name is Oscar Alfaro, and he got injured on the job, and I guess he suffered some sort of, I don't know, something with his hand. And so Shatner had asked him to sign this waiver, releasing him from any financial responsibility for the injury. When Oscar refused, the actor then allegedly bullied him and his wife, she was a housekeeper, and finally got them to quit. Now they're suing for many, 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 many dollars, I think, because they were with them for 20 years.
Wow.
They said that he caused humiliation, embarrassment, and mental anguish.
Oh, well. And then they won't be coming back for the annual Bill Shatner party that we went to the other day.
No, the Celebrity Horse Show.
No,
I think they might have fallen off the invite list.
Yeah, fallen off the horse, as it were. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's
social
a
media?
Study. Yeah, I want to give you an opportunity. We've got about 10 seconds here, not too much. What's the hot stuff in social media?
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Let us know what pet name you call your spouse. Things are really heating up on our page.
Pet name for your spouse.
Yes.
Okay. Follow that on Twitter and Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program, putting you in the mood, in a manner of speaking, how can we make your bed better?
I wish you'd make my bed for me. Thank you, Dewey Matt.
I think we need to just focus on the day itself.
Okay.
And technology is aimed at making your life better, at least so some would have us believe. Shelley Palmer, who is the technology reporter here on Good Day, has Nokia and Motorola in his focus. They apparently have kicked off a wave of new fall product announcements. They have unveiled new phones, and we'll find out more about both of them in just a moment here on Good Day.
Call it the barbecue or grill. It's a staple in American cooking. Grilling is an easy way to make a simple and delicious meal while spending time with family and friends. Rebecca P. Cohen, author of 15 Minutes Outside, 365 ways to get out of the house and connect with your kids.
Now that kids are back to school, I try to make the most of our time by gathering around the grill for dinner. On school nights, the kids bring their homework outside while I grill. Just look for foods that are grill-friendly and pair them with new Orida grillers. These thick-cut brown potato slices are crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and ready on the grill in just 15 minutes, a fraction of the time it takes to prepare a whole potato. Plus, they cook next to meats and veggies, so you can cut out trips to the kitchen and spend more time together.
Any other ways to make the most of the grill this fall?
Fall and tailgating go hand in hand. Kick off the tailgate at home with more grill-friendly foods and Orida grillers on the side. Add a game of beanbag toss while the food is grilling, and you'll score a win with your family and friends.
For more, visit Orida.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the wave of fall product announcements kicked off with new phones from Nokia and Motorola. Together with Windows, Nokia unveiled the Lumia 920 and its cheaper sibling, the Nokia 820. The phones will be the first with a new Windows 8 operating system. Stockholders were not impressed. After the announcement, Nokia's stock fell 16%. The Lumia is a nice little phone that just doesn't seem to be catching on. On the other hand, Motorola Mobility announced its first new phone since Google acquired it last year. The three new Razr devices follow the same trends as other recently released phones: high-quality cameras, thin bodies, and big, clear screens. Motorola boasts battery life as the biggest selling point of its new devices. If you've ever used a 4G phone, you know what I'm talking about. The battery doesn't last through the day. Maybe not, but Motorola says its new phones have 40% longer battery life. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on AutoTrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Our website of the day is domystuff.com.
I like how this sounds.
domystuff.com. All right, check this out. You can outsource your life here. You can outsource a chore that needs to be done. You post your task, and you get things done. There are 40,000 people who have posted their stuff, if you will, at domystuff.com.
Oh, this is cool. You post your task, you select an assistant, and then you get stuff done. And you can make money doing this if you can help people out, if you can find a task. You find, if somebody wants you to make their bed, for instance, you can bid on the task and say, I'll make your bed for $10.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get, then you get the job, you make the money.
All right, so maybe I should put up there, I need a person to milk my cows.
Totally. And then and then people can bid on milking your cows, and you can pick whoever you want.
Really?
This maybe is awesome.
Maybe I can get somebody to pay me
to milk your cow?
Milk my cows, right.
If you can, that's pretty genius. But you can browse tasks, post a task. This is cool.
You like this?
I like this.
Mundane household chores. There are obscure tasks listed here as well. I saw a man in New York needed help cleaning his ears. That was posted on DoMyStuff.com.
Okay, I would not be on that job.
A woman in Atlanta wanted somebody to teach her to be more girly.
I could totally teach somebody to do that. It says dry cleaning, mowing your lawn, cooking your dinner. That's all the stuff you can post.
A man wanted somebody to wait in line for the new iPhone 5.
That'd be awesome.
Coming up. A couple in San Francisco needed help becoming ninjas. That was posted. Man in New York needed help proposing to his girlfriend.
This is fun. I like this.
DoMyStuff.com. Check it out.
Yeah. What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.